something, eh? This is dance music. Get up and dance. And then we'll connect the dots. Hey, I'm dancing myself. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. As in light bulb, Edison. Hey, did the light bulb go off in your head? Anyhow, oh my Lord, what a crazy week it's been. I've been running into crazy people everywhere I go, but I guess the biggest thing, we can't even say whether it's good or bad, but it's mysterious. And of course, it is bad, actually. I started out with 3,000 cattle out in Kansas. All of a sudden, dropped dead. No reason at all. And then as the count continued, I think it went up to 10,000. Happened in this past week, you know. Go searching for the news. It's probably out there on the internet somewhere. It happened in Kansas. And the owner of the cattle doesn't have a clue as to what happened. When I came across the article, the info relating to that on Twitter, you know, I put in my 2 cents, and I guarantee I'm not far from the truth on this one. It's that crazy New World Order again, testing their mass-killing weapons on live creatures. You know? Yeah, there was a big rashness back in 2010. Yeah, they were killing hundreds of thousands of fish, hundreds of thousands of birds, and now they're apparently killing cattle, you know, with their new weapons. Whether it's an aerosol spray that sprayed on the cattle during the night, or they got some high-tech energy weapon they're using from space. And they're going for the mass killings, perfecting their weapons for mass killings. That's it. The New World Order, those crazy so-and-sos. Well, they want to depopulate the world, mainly of people. That's what it has to be. And, of course, the official story will be, nobody can figure it out. The experts can't figure it out. The experts, yeah. That's the phony words they manipulate the viewers on free TV, you know, the regular broadcasting networks, CBS, ABC, NBC. All owned by the New World Order, and they continuously, they're still lying to you every day, day in and day out. They're still trying to push the new vaccines, and they're still claiming it's safe, and they're using clever terms like the data shows. I mean, what does that really mean? That's somebody making a statement, the data shows. What are you talking about, the Star Trek character Data from one of the Star Trek series? Or are you talking about data, some kind of machine or something? Or you're talking about facts, but what data are you talking about? And again, they offer no proof. They just make these statements, just like they'll say experts. The experts have concluded. Whom are these experts, and why are they experts? Of course, none of us are allowed to ask the questions. And they have all their tricky little words they use to try to con you into believing what they're telling you is the truth. And, of course, it's not. It's all propaganda. You know, the closest thing we can come to truth on regular TV, mainstream media, television broadcasting, it's probably the weather. that's the closest we can get to the truth. And even sometimes there, they don't know what they're talking about. But while we're talking truth, let me jump around here a little. About a couple of weeks ago, you run across everything on Twitter. Sometimes you run across people who are famous or people who were famous, and they've got their Twitter things. And I happened to, it was put into my feed, the machines decide what you get to look at. And I was surprised. Ted Nugent. Yeah, crazy guitar player from the last century. Well, apparently, he's still a crazy guitar player now, and he has his own videos he's putting out now. What do you call it? It's Ted Nugent Nightly, or the he's got something going every Friday night, and whatever you call it, you Google it, you'll find out what he's doing. But what I was really surprised to find out, that this guy is really entertaining, and he's got some catchy phrases, very patriotic ones like truth, logic, and common sense. And that's what we, I'm 100% in agreement of that. I mean, because that's the same language I talk. And it was refreshing to hear that somebody else is thinking down those lines, too. And on top of that, if you get a chance, check it out, whether you like his style of guitar playing or not. And he plays the guitar every time he gets in front of the TV and shows off his skill. And he is definitely a very talented guitar player, among the best. And he shows it off, his guitar playing abilities. But at the same time, whether you like his style of playing or not, the guy's intelligent. The guy is funny. And he knows how to be entertaining. And, he mocks at the government, talks badly about the government. They deserve to be talked about badly. And all I can say is check it out. He's worth listening to, or certainly he's entertaining. He's got a big fan club, too, I think, 423,000 people plus follow him on Twitter. That's a pretty big fan club. I don't have anything close to that. I have just a little over 700 people follow me on Twitter. But it doesn't matter. I'm not trying to get the most people to follow me. I'm a little picky on who I follow. And that's why I probably won't get too far beyond where I am. Occasionally, people will follow me and I'll follow them back. The only people I don't follow back is the people that don't have any tweets. Somebody follows me, I go check them out and see like what they're saying. And some of these people either have no tweets, or they have one tweet or two tweets or three tweets. Well, I'm not going to follow those people back, really. And that's why I'm not going to follow them back, because they apparently got nothing to say. But the ones that do have interesting things to say, and they're presenting a lot of important information, I'll always follow them back. And that's the way it is. But there's a lot of valuable knowledge to be gained by going on Twitter. Hey, how would I wouldn't even know that Ted Nugent was still alive, let alone still playing the guitar good. He's got a new album out. I'm giving him free promo here. I wish somebody would give me some free promo. I mean, I've got 26 videos out there on YouTube, They're not for sale, but, I put them out there to be entertaining and knowledgeable. A lot of them are philosophical. You can learn something from them. I do my freebie. I'm more than my share of freebies out there. The only way I can make any money off my music, you have to go to CD Baby and either listen to the songs, so I can collect some royalty on my songs being listened to, or you can bust your piggy bank and spend 99 cents to download one of the songs that you might want to hear a second time or something like that. And basically, yeah, I got on two albums, I got 35 songs out there. I wish I'd get some support because I'm a poor person, you know. I looked up Ted Nugent with his to see where he's at. I think he's in the 10 million bracket, you know, living on Easy Street. But I never had a band all those years like he did, and I'm not playing out either. You know, it's hard to make recordings and make money off them when you don't have a band, basically. Last band I was in wasn't my band. I'm playing guitar in somebody else's band that did all original songs, and you can understand what we were getting paid, close to nothing, you know? And because that's the way it is nowadays, you know? Back in maybe the 1960s or 70s, if you were from England, and look like the Beatles or something, you were definitely going to get a record contract and you could be making big money. And that carried over into the 70s. I know my rock and roll history. Like I said last week, my latest Subway Fantasy 4, the fourth of my Subway Fantasy rock and roll documentaries, is out there. And it's an education for those of you who think you know about where rock and roll started, because this one's about Charlie Gracie, the guy who had the first true rock and roll record back in 1951. You'll get an education and you'll find out, man, this guy's really talented, you know? And he made that rock and roll recording at the age of 15. How about that? The first teenage idol, kind of like. Well, just watch. It's only 12 minutes long. It's called Subway Fantasy 4. You got to spell it D-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. That's my special way of spelling fantasy. Otherwise, the machine would take you, if I spelled it regularly, the machine would take you to the 10,001 things out there that use the word fantasy. So I decided to spell it different. When you spell it correctly like I do, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, you can just Google it. You don't even have to go to YouTube. It'll show you. The Google machine will pick it up right away. And it's only 12 minutes long, which means you have time to listen to it and you'll get, you know, real education and where rock and roll really started. And the guy who was creating the rock and roll riffs that were used for decades and still sometimes used. You know, before this guy, Charlie Gracie, because he was an accomplished guitarist already at 15, and he did that song, Rockin' and Rollin', where he has he's creating what lead rock and roll guitar would be for decades. He's creating the licks, the riffs right there, inventing them. Because in 1951, the prelude to rock and roll was boogie-woogie music, which featured all solos were done with pianos, and the guitar wasn't really used. And eventually, the guitar became the favored instrument. But there's a little bit of extra rock and roll history you're getting there. And, you know, they always said, well, the blues singers, that's the basis of rock and roll. Yeah, the blues singers were playing guitar. But the recording industry was promoting boogie-woogie with piano players. And many of the earlier rock and roll, of course, later than 1951, it was still featuring piano solos in records that were being put out there under the title of rock and roll. Even Elvis Presley, his first big hit, Heartbreak Hotel, you know, it's got a piano solo in it, you know. They were still promoting that stuff throughout the 50s. Eventually, the guitar won out. And it was people like Charlie Gracie inventing original guitar licks, predating Chuck Berry. You know, if you watch any of the guitar playing of Charlie Gracie, you'll see he was playing double note leads before Chuck Berry was doing it. So, you know, I just want to make it clear. It's a very important documentary to watch because you'll get a true understanding of how far back it really started. And that is my statement to try to get you to watch it because it's out there. I'm doing, you know, it's a freebie given to the public to educate them. And so much for that. The, you know, that song, the music you hear at the beginning of my show, that's from one of my original songs. Yeah, it's out there. If you search through my videos out there, you'll find it. And it's like a two-minute, in the video, it's like a two-minute guitar solo at the end there. Beginning of my show, I think you hear 40, 45 seconds of it. But, hey, it's original music. And that's what I am. I'm an original person. I write original music. Singer-songwriter. I never had a full-scale band where I was singing. The only time I was in full-size bands was I was just a guitar player. Started off as a bass player because everybody needed a bass player and nobody, there weren't any bass players, so I bought a bass guitar and got in groups as a teenager, you know. We weren't taking it that seriously, and we weren't making too much money either because we didn't have record contracts. Then, you know, eventually I started writing songs. Again, I wasn't really in any bands. And as soon as I got my driver's license, well, there was more important things to do, like girls, girls, girls. And all the people that I had been in business with, they had the same idea. And as soon as you get your license, it's time to go dating, time to go parking, time to for a rumble in the backseat. Yeah, that's what life used to be. Like, it's not like that anymore. The whole thing was killed when AIDS popped up. And if you know your history about government now, it's pretty well been defined. The government created AIDS in the laboratory. New World Order government, you know, they're the ones who infiltrated every government in the world and for the purpose of serving their agenda, depopulate the world, and, you know. And AIDS was one of the things they tried first to do it with. And they had some success, but not enough. But that killed the dating scene because people were fearful. You know, you could easily transmit it through sex. And that was the end of the free love era right there when the New World Order put out, created the AIDS and started a disease that could be passed along through sex. So you didn't you know, you had to be kind of, all of a sudden you had to be careful. Damn that New World Order. And of course now they're, you know, the vaccines, they're killing people with vaccines. And you better take this seriously. If you know anybody who has a child, because they are pushing this, the drug companies are the real drug pushers. Contrary to the official story, yeah, it's the drug companies, Big Pharma, they are the drug pushers, because that's how they make their money. And they're pushing for kids as young as 6 months to get vaccine, and they're trying to con you that it's safe. And they're pushing the same crap that's been killing people, you know? And if you're stupid enough to allow a crooked corporations, the crooked corporations known as Big Pharma collectively, to inject poisons, DNA-changing poisons, immune system-killing poisons into your healthy child, you are out of your friggin' mind. In fact, you don't even deserve to be a parent. To be so ignorant to put your child in jeopardy, the poor child doesn't have anything to say about it. And you're forcing all kinds of horrible things that are going to happen to your child, especially with these new vaccines. They're not even vaccines, you know? They're concoctions designed by the New World Order to destroy people's immune systems and kill them. And make you even sicker with thousands upon thousands of adverse reactions. You know, the big report came out. It's got swept under the carpet about all the hundreds of thousands of reported adverse reactions from the vaccines of the people that were stupid enough to listen to their government and all the propaganda. Lies, outright lies, the deceivers, all of them. You know, that's why when I tell you when November comes around in America here for the big elections, because most of the Congress is up for re-election, don't even think of voting for anybody to get re-elected, because they're all guilty of playing along with the big scam. They all took the bribe money. Both sides of the aisle took the bribe money. Nobody was, nobody was warning the poor innocent people. They played along with it, and they all kept silent while the media, owned by the New World Order, was lying to you. Everything they said to you from the beginning of 2020 till now has been uncovered to be false information, outright lies, deception at the highest order, crimes against humanity. But how come none of these people that were part of this have not been arrested and put in jail? What is the problem here? You know? What, people always talk about law and order. Well, there's no apparently law and order in America when people are committing crimes against humanity. That's what they were. Anybody promoting these concoctions, which are not really vaccines, because you have to have isolated the thing you're making the vaccine for to have a vaccine. And the culprits were never really, this make-believe COVID thing was never really isolated. And nobody has an exact copy of what it is. So it's impossible to create a vaccine for something that you don't even haven't even officially identified. And when college testing finally was taken seriously about finding out what we're dealing with here, they found out that every case of this supposed mystical COVID was actually influenza, type 1 or type 2. There was no mystery COVID demon at all. It was all influenza. But here they are calling it, came up with this name, COVID-19, and they were making vaccines for it, and they were telling you, oh, this is the thing to get. You were lied to. You were deceived, and everyone in the Congress was playing along with it. You know? So anybody that has been part of the Congress in the last 2 years, if they're up for re-election, you got to be out of your friggin' mind to vote for them. I don't care whether they're a Democrat or Republican. Of course, we know the Democrats are the worst of the worst now, but don't re-elect those Republicans either who were part of the sham, the scam-demic. And the Republicans, they better find some candidates besides the one that are looking to get reelected, because they were just as much as traitors to the American public as the Democrats were. And the Democrats are a bunch of dirtbags now. We know that. I mean, and we don't want to, this next election, it's important for people to stand up and take command of your government. Stop listening to the deceivers in the U.S. Congress. Stop listening to the deceivers on the TV screen. And stop listening to these fake doctors willing to promote something so toxic. It was like poison straight out of hell to be injected. And they're going after your children now, you know, because they found out you're stupid. And God forbid if you allow your child to be given a vaccine. It's not even a vaccine. It's a concoction of poisons. They even have ingredients in some of these vaccines that are ingredients not of this earth. Where did they get them from, huh? They have found everything but the kitchen sink in these supposed vaccines. Why would you want to risk putting that in your body? There was no safety factors here. And we have plenty of videos that people that died within 5 minutes of getting the vaccine. Plenty of videos out there. And plenty of people that died within a couple of days or weeks after getting the vaccine, I mean the fake vaccine. And on top of that, I've said it before and I'll say it again. When you have an understanding of how a human body works, vaccines are simply illogical. You know, the quack doctors that came up with this. But, of course, that was the New World Order working on their long-term plan to take over the world and install their one-world government where everybody is a slave to the dictatorship known as the New World Order. That's their idea of running the world. You know, I think I might have said it last week, but let me just refresh your memory. You know, the modern version of the New World Order started in 1776, the same year we were having the Declaration of Independence here in America. You know, there was the Illuminati was the beginning of the new version of the New World Order. And they were fast. Once they found out what that we were promoting freedom and break away from the standard control models that government had been all around the world, they were working fast on it, and they saw that they could begin to infiltrate America. By the time Washington D.C. was built, first of all, it had the mark of the demons, the mark of the anti-God creatures, the way the city's mapped out, you know? 45 degrees out of kilter with the true directions. I've explained this before. It's in my book, too, Connect the Dots Theory. What's also in my book in Connect the Dots Theory, I talk about the mass animal killings that took place in 2010-2011. And, you know, this past week, they're back at it again, testing new ways to kill mass living creatures. And I'm sure there's going to be more tests like that. And, of course, they love to see how stupid humanity is. You know? They're going to find the doctors who are going to scratch their heads and, we don't know why these animals died. It's a mystery. Well, if you started looking for poisonous agents or vibrational frequencies being subjected at animals, you'll find that's where you're going to find the answer why these animals died. Just like they didn't find anything back in 2010-2011, you know? Plenty of clues out there, but the whole thing got swept under the carpet, and apparently the people, you know, the regular people, the sheeple, didn't give a crap. They weren't paying attention, you know? And they're still not paying attention. You know, for God's sakes, if you hear what I'm talking about tonight, go out and start talking to your friends, because we're not out of the woods yet. And the New World Order is not going to give up. They're going to go down with a fight, and they want to take as many of us with them while they're being destroyed. And we need to start talking about the other. There's simultaneous realities going on at the same time here. The Galactic Federation or Confederation, I still haven't had a definite answer on that one. I think I have to ask it again on Twitter. What is it? Is it the Galactic Confederation or the Galactic Federation? Because one might be an imposter. And come on, the New World Order is always putting their imposters out there and deceivers out there, because they regard the general public as a bunch of dummies, and in many cases, they are right. Look how they tricked you with the toxic vaccines, the fake vaccines, the toxic concoctions, you know? And so these are important things. There is a group of 52 star nations. They've been in our solar system for a couple of years now, and they're checking out some of the bad frequency imprisonment things that have isolated our world, kept us from receiving galactic messages. You know, it's a big electronic fence around Mother Earth was set up. It's been there for quite a while, and they've been busy doing that, and they've been busy because I've been following this for like the last 3 or 4 years. They have been busy removing the reptilians, removing the Dracos that are hiding out underground. They're removing the negative force spacecraft that have been circling around the planet. And slowly but surely, the last thing they will remove is when they land on planet Earth, which is the plan, and then they will round up the rest of the jerks like Biden. And I don't even understand, how can America, are there no people in the U.S. military with authority to send in a team and arrest that traitorous Biden and his White House staff of traitors? In fact, they ought to arrest the whole Congress because they're all traitors. And we can hold an election immediately. and elect a whole set of new faces. You know, I put the idea out there last week, I think, that it would be nice if we could just vote for non-political. Every section that's representative in the House of Representatives, every section of the country, they all the districts, they ought to run a candidate who's not a member of a political party. Come on, it's your country, your government, you know, whatever district you're in, you know. Some of these states, they have 20, 30 districts or something like that, or more. Start talking to your neighbors. Try to, you know, find out who's willing to run for as an independent individual. And unity here, both Democrats and Republicans, don't vote for the parties anymore. Vote for independent people only. Then we can have a fresh start with the government. You know, as long as you keep electing Democrats and Republicans, even if one group has a slight edge over the other, nothing will get done in the Congress, because when it's 52% to 48% or 51% to 49%, it's a logjam. You know, there's just no way that that's going to go beyond the logjam. And that's why they get nothing done. Not to mention they put things on bills. They have they take votes on things. It's a 1,000-page report. Nobody reads it, and they just vote because how the money, the people with the money, tell them to vote. And both parties are playing this game. It's called riding the gravy train. I think Pink Floyd had that great record where they coined that phrase, riding the gravy train. And that's what all these fake politicians do that are members of the big parties. They don't give a shit about you, the average people. You know, once they get into the federal government, they're elite now. They're in with the elites, you know. They serve the elites, you know. Whoever's paying them the bribe money, that's what they're going to do. You, the average citizen, you don't have enough money to bribe, basically, so they're not going to do anything for you. I mean, this is how the game is played. So it's time we stop supporting these big political parties. There should be no political parties in the U.S. Congress. They should be banned from the Congress. But are the Democrats and the Republicans going to ban themselves? No. That's why you've really... If you're listening to my voice, you really seriously need to think about doing some grassroots organizing of your particular district that's represented in the House of Representatives. You know, there ought to be able to find 435 people with enough guts to run as an independent person in the November 2022 election, and everybody in America should turn their backs on the Democrats and the Republicans. Because if we keep playing the same game, yeah, the Republicans are probably going to regain the House and maybe get one more two seats in the Senate, but they're still not going to accomplish anything because they'll still... there still won't be enough votes to really put through things. And they're not going to, even when the Republicans regain the House of Representatives or whatever, they're still not going to do anything for you. They're going to play the game as usual, you know? The bribe money will tell them what to do, and they're not going to do crap, and they don't have any solutions. Just look at this gun fiasco going on again. All I talk about is restricting the rights of trying to disempower the Second Amendment and get you to agree it's okay and make it more difficult. You want to buy a gun to protect yourself and your family, and they want to make it really difficult for you to do that. It's crazy. Criminals buy their guns on the black market. They don't go into gun stores and buy them. And just because somebody bought a gun at the gun store and is turned into a mindless robot, a Manchurian candidate, you know, that's done with the New World Order does that. They have mind control equipment, really sophisticated stuff where they can talk inside your mind and you'll hear them. I mean, that's the sophistication of mind control. And so they just look through the list of who bought, you know, who bought a weapon legally. Okay, we'll get this guy. We'll use him as our next fall guy. And we'll start brainwashing him until the point where he's going to take that legal weapon that he bought legally and go to the nearest school. And, of course, schools are gun-free zones, so what better place to go and shoot people up? By the time the cops get there, it's too late. The death total, I mean, it's amazing these people haven't killed more. But the New World Order, they have plenty of people they can choose from. And when they want to turn you into a zombie and set you out to do something nasty like a mass shooting, they have the technology to do that, unless you're a very strong-willed person. And most people out there are not strong-willed, you know, because that's the kind of people are out there. Too many sheeple and too many dummies out there. You know, the country, again, there's a lot of interesting bits of info that get posted on Twitter. You know, the country with the least number of homicides is Switzerland, where everyone is required to own a gun upon becoming an adult. Well, I mean, how much more proof do we need? If that be the case, if everyone has a gun, then that'll cut down on homicides, you know? I mean, it's, you know, truth, logic, and common sense. Of course, nobody in government has logic or common sense. All they have is palms open and ready to take the money. And all they have is one desire, more power and more money. And none of them are good at solving solutions for anything. When was the last time a politician had a solution to anything? Gee, I don't know. You have to go back pretty far for that. and it's gotten so bad that every decision the U.S. government makes is the wrong decision. But they're not alone. It's the same in every country in the world. And pretty much, again, the people are getting wise to this, but at the same time, I've said it before, and I'll say it again until maybe it finally registers in your head. There are no democracies in this world. They're all dictatorships or republics. And in a republic like America, and recite your pledge of allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands, yes. In a republic, the people are represented. They elect representatives to represent them. And because people can't be trusted, this doesn't work out. Eventually, they all succumb to bribery or blackmail or their own desire for power. And they all become not servants of the public, but disservants, we could call it. Either way, they're NFG. And they're not going to legislate themselves out of their gravy train lifestyle that they've accomplished. And they're not going to want to change the system. They love it the way it is. Because once they're in, man, it is riding the gravy train. The money comes to them. They don't even have to look for it. It comes to them. And that's what they spend their time doing, you know? The only people they really talk to during the week is the people that have promised bribe money or perks of some kind, and those are the people they talk to. This is how republics work. And it's the same fiasco in all these other countries. And who's really getting picked on? The English-speaking countries. The UK, they have sabotaged their country so badly. I just have to talk about it here, even though we're in America here, but they have allowed migrants from third world countries to come in, and given these migrants who are of a violent nature preference over their own people. And we're talking about they've invited people in that don't want to be British. They want to come in with their third world attitude and change Great Britain into a third world shithole. This is what's going on, and the politicians are all in favor of this. And they're making laws that put the, the dirt bags coming into the UK from third world nations. They've made laws that put these people ahead of their own people, and they give them all the freebies. And who has to pay for that? The hardworking British people have to pay for it, because these people, once they get in on the freedom, the freebie train there, they get free room and board, they get a free salary to do nothing, and they're just destroying the country, the burden it's putting on the hardworking people of Great Britain, who have ethics, but their corrupt parliament is doing everything possibly to destroy the nation from within. Of course, they've all become puppets for the New World Order. And the European Union, that's the right arm of the New World Order. I mean, really. And it's sad what's going on. And look what's happened down in Australia and New Zealand. Crackpot crazy people in charge of those countries. They used to be think of themselves as democratic nations, but now they're republics too. And the government people are all on the take, and they, whatever the New World Order pays them to do, they'll do it. You know, force everybody to get a deadly vaccine. They'll make the laws to make that happen, and they have really screwed their own people down in Australia and down in New Zealand. And of course, that crazy Trudeau in Canada is doing the same thing to his people. And the legal body of legislative people in Canada, yeah, they're a republic too, and in republics, they have all the power and the people have none. Same story, just like here in the U.S., you know? We need a change of government, a change of the style of government. In America, we would like a real democracy where the people have the final say on everything. Scrap this republic idea. Sounded like a good idea and practical back in 1776, but the guys who formed the Constitution, they were above average when it came to thinking, but never could they perceive that a time would come when there was so much unlimited supplies of bribe money. And, of course, we have to thank the crooked bankers for that, who are one of the arms of the New World Order. Yeah, they have all the central banks, basically. And they control economies through their central banks, just like they control the U.S. economy. Plus, they've infiltrated our legal systems, you know, how many judges in America are probably New World Order puppets? Well, we know the President of the United States is a New World Order puppet, and all the Democrats are New World Order puppets, and they keep passing evil laws that make the people suffer. Of course, that's what the New World Order wants, and they'll pay heavily for that, you know? If a million isn't enough, they'll offer the politician $100 million. You know, whatever it takes, because they're the guys who print the money up. It's all fiat currencies, basically, today. And so they don't have to back up. They just print the money. Like, you know, the Federal Reserve. They can print up as much money as they want because they don't have to back it up legally. So that's the dilemma we're in. There's enough bribe money to bribe all the key players on the game board, planet Earth. And that's why we're all getting screwed. I mean, this whole thing with the gasoline prices, you thank clone Biden. I don't think he's a real human being. Many people have said he's a defective clone model. You know, cloning has been possible for decades. You can download your consciousness into a grown body very similar to yours. You know, that's why they study genetics and stuff like that, to make clones and duplicates for themselves. And some people have several duplicates of themselves made for various reasons. And I have a question that some of these, you know, New World Order puppet leaders of the English-speaking nations. Well, ours is America here. He's definitely a clone model. Trudeau could be a clone, too, and so Boris. Oh, yeah, I think he's definitely a clone, Boris, for the UK. And that crazy woman, Jacinda, down in New Zealand. I don't understand why these people, you know, the people are sheeple everywhere. Yeah, they graze sheep in New Zealand, but the people, I think, have been grazing too much sheep, and they become like the sheep they've been grazing. I mean, the archaic, oppressive laws that Australia and New Zealand have inflicted upon their people, what's wrong with these people? You should have rebelled as soon as possible. Instead, you allowed innocent people to be destroyed by evil government leaders who are nothing but puppets for the New World Order. I mean, I got to say it like it is, and that's the way it is. So there's a lot of things we should be doing here in America. And another thing, they got away, the Democrats got away with stealing an election by cheating. Well, why haven't we changed the voting machines? I'll tell you this, if you allow the electronic voting machines to continue with the November election, they're going to cheat again and win, you know? They might even win the Senate by cheating. don't think because Biden is such a jerk that the Republicans are going to win. Come on, the Democrats proved they're great cheaters and they know how to get away with it. And they don't have to worry about being prosecuted because nobody has even attempted to prosecute any of them for cheating when there's enough evidence to prove it after the fact. And if you were listening to those stupid January 6th things on TV, they play you the thing about the attorney general for Trump, who early on after the election told President Trump, "I don't see anything of cheating." Well, they hadn't had enough time to gather all the evidence yet. But here he was trying to wrongfully influence President Trump when we all know that there was cheating galore. All the information that has come out since then And why hasn't nobody in Congress, where are all these great Republicans? Why aren't they demanding that if he finally looked into, you know? Because Biden is an imposter president, and he is sabotaging America greatly. Why do you want to let scum like that stay in office? Why isn't there any thing going on to have him removed? And here we go, you know. The days are counting down. November is not that far away. I don't hear anybody anywhere talking anything about changing the voting machines and getting rid of electronic voting, because that's the easiest way to cheat with electronic voting. And nobody's talking about it. Am I the only person in the world talking about this? I mean, there's nothing easier than deleting votes off an electronic voting machine, especially ones that were built by the New World Order, you know? I mean, sure, it'll take longer to count regular votes. Hey, meanwhile, and I'm an inventive person, you know? I figured out a perfect way to cut down on the cheating with a different type of voting system to make it almost impossible to cheat. Is anybody interested? Well, you have to contact me if you're interested. And if you have money, you should definitely contact me to put your money to some good use, because this is an important issue coming up. It's going to be another stolen election in November. You can bet on it, especially if the machines are not changed and we cancel out all the electronic machines and set up a system that you can't cheat with. I mean, I've invented, I've contacted states, and nobody is interested. Isn't that funny? You know, no state that I bothered to contact, and I gave up after a while because I see I was just like, nobody's even interested in machines voting machines that can't be tampered with. You know why? Because the big parties rule, both Democrats and Republicans. That's their idea of winning the election, that we'll cheat better than you do, and that's how we'll win the election, because they know. I mean, if they get caught cheating, nothing's going to happen to them. I mean, really, it's sad, but that's the way it is. So I invite people to contact me. You know, you can do it. This is a call-in radio show. You could call in if you got, you know, if you're willing to do something. I mean, I'm at the point now, outside of the person I discovered from Twitter, Ted Nugent. I don't know. Is he the only person outside of me talking about the truth? You know? Is everybody brain dead? Well, hey, I'm not that difficult to contact. Hey, I got a call-in radio show. What could be easier? Contacting me, but apparently nobody wants to do anything. Everybody wants to play ostrich, stick your head in the sand to hide, or play sheeple and just go bah, as they're sticking the needle in your arm. It's sad, but people got to wake up and start taking some action, you know? Government isn't going to cure itself. We have to take command of the government, and there's plenty of ways to do it. Nobody seems to have the guts and fortitude to want to do it, though. That's really sad. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, I'd like a little support, you know? I still live a poverty lifestyle, you know? That's it. I just don't make that much money, and whatever money I make and acquire, it's getting eaten up by the gasoline. And I ain't digging the seat with the gasoline. And it's going to probably go up even more because we got a man at the helm, a crooked saboteur, deceiver, Biden, the demon. Yeah, and he's going to destroy America, continue to do it. And so are the Democrats. Now, take a look at what's happening in New York City. A Democrat-run town, yeah. They're destroying that city. It was the greatest city in the world, and the Democrats have destroyed it. You know, and they're still destroying it. They're not done destroying it. They're going to destroy it more. Used to be the greatest city in the world. Well, I don't know if it can hold on to that title anymore, considering what the Democrats have done to it. And the Republicans, I think they take money, bribe money, to not even try to win an election in New York. Yeah. Hey, support me. You know, go to CD Baby. Look me up. Tom Edison. I got two albums out there. Like I said, listen to the songs and maybe find it in your heart to download one of them for 99 cents, which I'll get 90 cents, and CD Baby gets 9 cents. Hey, anything is better than nothing, because that's what, closely what I make off my two albums out there. So we're coming to the end of the show. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? You know, you'd have to listen to that one on the American Party Songs album, because on the... I have a folk version on Songs Better Than Dylan album. But you want to hear the same song that, or you can just watch the video, YouTube video, Are You the Partying Kind? And that's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem too. Or after the show, go to CD Baby, listen to it, you know, so I can... collect a few royalty pennies for you listening to it. Hey, you know, I'm out here pouring my heart out here trying to wake the world up. I deserve a little reward for that, you know. What can I say? Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown now. Oh, and next week my show is going to come on an hour later. Because there's going to be a double-hour show for ET Yoga. And that's always a show worth listening to because he is a very helpful person, has a lot of real knowledge and truth. And he gives it to you just like that, knowledge and truth. And he's a very good educator. He's going to have a two-hour show next week, so my show will be coming on an hour later. And then I might be having a special all next week where I'll be on every night. Is that crazy or what? But remember that you want to tune me in next Saturday, Sunday morning. I won't, my show won't be airing until 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown and take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta nobody. Fill up all unknown. I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. Get it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.